Yeah, I saw an interesting question about this. I just threw on the Megillas Rus. We find two Gyoiras. We find Rus, on the one hand, who became such a great, incredible, such a unique personality and character. On the other hand, we find another Gyoiras, Hogo. Hogo also clinged on, she also wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, and yet we find that Hogo's offspring was Yishmael. So we're trying to identify and understand why is it that Ruth, by being she was a Gyoiras, and yet her children reached such greatness, and her children reached such greatness, whilst Hogar also becoming a Gyoiras, trying to get close to Avraham Avinu, yet she remained, and her children was none less than Yishmael. What is the key difference between Ruth and Yishmael? Keep getting what you're trying to. Akashan. What's the difference between Yishmael? What's the difference between Hagar and Ruth? They both tried to become Eden, and you know. The answer to the question which I saw, and I forgot who says it, but it's a fantastic vault. Abu Isai, here is the vault. Here comes the vault. Ruth tried to become a Yid, and she wanted to become a Yid, and she said, whatever happens, happens. Whatever happens, I don't need anything, you know, whatever happens, happens. I just want to be a Yid. Hagar's approach and attitude was, I want to be next to Avraham Avinu. I want to be married to the VIP. I want to be the VIP myself. I'm happy to be Mevatel and become a Yid and leave all that rubbish out there and become a Yid. I'm happy to do. But I expect a certain payback for it. I expect I'm going to be married to Avraham Avinu. I'm going to be the Rebbetzin herself. I'm going to be... Ruth was very different. Ruth wanted nothing. She wanted nothing in return. She didn't want covet. She didn't want prestige. She didn't want prominence. She didn't want money. She said, I'm happy to die as a Yid as long as I'm going to be a Yid. Didn't need anything. Here is the difference. Because she didn't expect anything, she got so much. And because Hagar, however, expected so much, she got nothing. That's the difference. Do you like it? True vault. It's very amistic, huh? Very amistic. Hagar, it says she wants to be, I forgot the Lashon Rashi, that Hagar wants to be affiliated to Avraham Avinu. She wants to be Avraham Avinu's... Pardon?
Yeah.
It's
in the offspring of Esau, there's a whole section where one wanted to go with Esau.
Yeah, exactly. So we find that she wanted that prominence and nothing left of it. Abu Isai, some more of these fascinating halachas of Zichel and Chub. Today we're going to be discussing loads of very relevant ones. We're going to be talking about, right, let's start. Save base, page 72. So again, Abu Isai, I'm in Simon, Tov Kuf Samach, Laas Zichel and Chub, and save base. Lochein. And similarly also. Somebody who lays the table. To invite guests. Inviting guests. Okay. You take off some of the items. You leave one place empty and void. Without a plate. From the plates and the place are meant to be there. You leave one off. This, out of all the items, one item you refrain from, you don't put it there. Similarly, on the same line, when the women will put her jewelry, her tachshite kesev, silver necklaces, vizav, and golden, she leaves one out. She leaves one out. She can't put all her jewelry on. She has to leave one item out. Okay. We're going to speak about the chosn in a minute, but Deval, what we have over here. So what's that? You have to leave something out. You can't put everything out. When it comes to the silverware, Don't put, you know, you've got a few beautiful silver decanter and a nice golden thing and a nice silver thing. You can't put everything out simultaneously. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey, Las Yisud La Oichim, Afilu Sudas Mitzvah Kemil V'Chasnet, Kolchken Shas Udois. Ein B'Moyer V'Ktia, which is when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, lo yechsa shum dova, nothing should be missing. So there you go. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can put all of them there. Now, the second halacha that we learned was about the jewelry, women's jewelry. She may not wear all her jewelry simultaneously. This problem only arises if you've got a few types of jewelry. If a person only got one necklace, then I suppose it's no problem. You've got to knock off one of the. You can't put all of the jewelry simultaneously. Mishnah says another reason why you should do that. Another reason why. For Noshim HaMeskatosh B'Milui, women who put all the jewelry on, Goyer Milevadze, cause, besides what was just mentioned now, Rois Rabois, they cause a lot of harm by putting a lot of jewelry on. Why? Why is it not a good idea to put lots of jewelry on, besides what we just mentioned? Similar, not stolen, but quite similar to that. The goyim will see hamiskanim bohem. You're going to cause a lot of jealousy. He says goyim. Goyim will be very jealous. It causes a kind of. You don't have to don't show off. Yeah, we've got a few neck. Don't show it. Don't put them on. Okay, you know. So there you go. Not all the jewelry simultaneously. We continue. And the next one is probably quite a famous Zeichel HaChorban. When a chosn marries his wife, he's going to put ash. For noisen b'roshe, he places on his forehead. B'mokheim, in the place of chas. Tefillin, in the place of putting on tefillin. Okay, is that done? Is that done, Rabbi Yisai? Ash on the forehead of a chosn? Ash? Forehead chosn, it's done, right? Others have another minhag of breaking a glass. During the chuppah, or they put a black cloth or material, or other mourning-related item on the head of the chosn, as some of that minhag. More commonly, I suppose, the ash on the forehead. V'chol eilu dvarim, says the Shulchan Aruch, all these actions, kedei lizkor, in order to remember Yerushalayim, shenema, as it says in the pasuk, im eshkochech Yerushalayim, if I will forget, chas v'sholem, Yerushalayim, im loy elet, Yerushalayim, v'alnuka apon Yerushalayim, al rosh simchosi. Now, the Mishnah Berurah have gotten tests, im loy ele. If I will not, im eshkoch, it's posing in Tehillim as well. Im eshkoch Yerushalayim. If I will forget, it's a kind of curse of klala. That if I will forget, in other words, I don't want to forget. I'm making a shvua, a promise. I'm not going to forget Yerushalayim. Hila eli Yerushalayim. I will not by all my simchas, by all my joyous occasion, I will not forget. Yerushalayim, in other words, I will not forget the Chorban. I will not forget the fact that Yerushalayim is destroyed. Sifkaten Tes, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, but yes, it is also. Sifkaten Tes, Mishabu, Leshaber Kois Beshaz Chuppa, to break a Kois during Chuppa. Vazui Gamke Natam Shal Shviras Kli Beshaz Ksivas Knoim. Similarly, also, there is a custom of breaking a cup during the vault, during the tznoim. Important, it's to remember that one should break a full, complete cup, as opposed to a plate. Yeah, plates is, but yeah. Yeah. So because you, I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm going to get to that in a minute. I want to speak about that in a minute. Good. So what he speaks about the case over here, the cup should be complete as opposed to a broken one. Don't use a broken one. Why would you want to use a broken one? Cheaper as well as something else. Another problem. Recycling, of course, 2021, yeah. Another problem, breaking a complete cup. Baltashchis. It's proper Baltashchis. You would have assumed that it's proper Baltashchis. If you're taking a brand new cup and you're breaking it, you would have assumed this is Baltashchis. No, don't worry about it. Don't take a broken cup, take a full cup. There's no Baltashchis. If ain't bum shum Baltashchis, kivin sh'oisim zeh, l'rem is musa, l'man hitnu leib. This is a purpose. There's a purpose in this destruction. It's not stomach destruction, it's not about tashchis, because you're doing this for remembrance of the Chubin Ba'abais. There's a very positive aspect to this destruction, and therefore, it's not about tashchis.
Does that mean that would imply that people have to be Mason?
Of course. Absolutely. No, it's not about tashchis, because it's part of, it's already a minik, and on the contrary, it's about us doing the. You can break it, and people have got to pay attention to it. Now, it's true that there is an ancient minhag that people use glass under the chuppah, and they use china by the tnoim. There's a lot of reasons for that, given in the post, given in the Bale Musa, in the Bale Kabbalah, and because the minhag is, the starting point is to use china under the china to be klecheres. China to be by the vault, and since you can't find cups which are made out of china, so people go for plates because that's often made out of china. Pardon? You could, I suppose. Yeah, it's hard to break them, so you don't have a chance. So that's why. Because by the tnoim, by the vault, the meaning is not to use glass, but the material should be earthenware, china. Now that's the start.
It's
about tashchis. Is the Mishnah Berurah said there's no problem about tashchis because it's not, because it's in order for people to think about the Chubin Habayis. Mishnah Berurah says like this: people pay attention to the Chubin Habayis. Yeah, you hear? So that's why we have plates. That's why some people use plates. But why china? Why? Yeah. Because china. There's many reasons given. This is just suggestive. It's not. So a lot of people say that because china can break quicker. China is quite breakable. So at this stage, the thing is a bit more breakable, so we're using china at this stage. People can still be... So that's why... And in glass, you know, that's what they say. But there's other reasons as well. Now, interesting, I just want to point out, we go to chasnas. I mean, we haven't been to chuppas for a while. Been to chuppas for a while? Been to chuppas? You can go to... Yeah, you can guess, right, yeah. Yeah, you can go. So fine. So yeah, but it's still the same. I've been recently to a couple. So no, it's my nephews, nieces. So it's still like that. When you break, what happens after breaking? Mazel tov. Here comes the question. You're breaking the glass. Zeicha lechoben. Im lo yishkachech Yerushalayim. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. How does that make sense?
You're meant to pause for a second.
What do you mean? Mazel tov, breaking the glass, mazel tov. So, it bothered me for a long time. But pshat is like this. Here's the explanation. Mr. Benin, what do you taina? You say mazel tov, zeicha lechoben. What do you mean, destroying the base of Mikdash, mazel tov. Okay, good. So the answer is as follows. Rabbosai, pshat is like this. That we can't, you know, you've got to break the glass at the end of the procedure of you've got to break now. Really, every chuppah you're going to say mazel tov, right? It's a beautiful simcha. It's the most beautiful simcha that there is. It's a chuppah. You're going to say mazel tov. Now, you should have said mazel tov beforehand. However, it's become the minhag olam universally, globally, internationally. You don't want to finish off the chuppah with zeicha lechoben, with breaking the glass. It's an anticlimax. It's not nice. We've got to do it. Of course, we think about the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, the Chalachobon, of course. But we don't finish. Halach is, we always finish with Dovah Toiv. You finish every event with something nice and positive and exciting. So therefore, we hang on to the Mazel Tov wishes till the end. I could have said Mazel Tov 5 minutes ago. Could have said 5 minutes ago after the Brachas. I could have said You know, by Boy Bergofen, I could have said it by the Ksu, I could have said Mazalto plenty of times. I could have said, but I'm waiting. The universal meaning is to wait and delay it until after the Shvira Zakois, because we don't want to finish off with breaking the glass. It's not nice to finish a chuppah like that. It's not nice. You know, it's not nice. That's why the universally, the meaning is nice, 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 very nice. That's maybe the explanation for it. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's definitely truth in that. Sivkot knew the Mishtabur Rabbeisai. By the way, this is an important halach in Bal Tashchis, what we just discussed now. Mishtabur brings over here. I know there's a lot of controversy, a lot of discussion Bal Tashchis, you know. When is something defined as Bal Tashchis? It's a topic in its own. Bal Tashchis, at times, is an Issa D'Oraisa. Mostly not. Mostly you're touching on the Rabbanon. If it's not actually uprooting a tree, then normally you're going to go on to the Rabbanon. But, still it's the Rabbanon, Bal Tashchis. Destroying things, ruining things, everything. So fine. So now we're having a Yisod Rabbeisa. We're learning over here a key halacha when it comes to Bal Tashchis. When something is destroyed for Musa, for constructive, how should we call it? How are we going to call this? For constructive purpose. It's not Bal Tashchis. Right? So maybe can I rephrase this? If I'm really, really angry, and I'm really, it's a beautiful, perfect siddur, yeah? But I'm angry that people are, people are not davening with kavana, people are davening thing. I'm going to tear this to pieces now, because it's shameless, but never mind shameless. You know, it's not Bal Tashchis, because it's me. Oh, Shvi Zaluchas, Rabbi said we have a rule over here that if you're doing something for constructive purpose, it may be not categorized as Bal Tashchis. How do you feel about that? Chiddush?
Like a science experiment.
Oh, let's think this through. No, really, that sounds good. Sounds good. So let's say it will be a science experiment. What are you using?
It's, you would
assume perhaps it's Bal Tashchis. Yeah, you're taking this item that I mean, right? So I think it could be a comparison. Yeah, yeah. Although here he speaks about Nit Nulev and the Musa aspect, but it's probably not. It's closely related. Because Al Rosh Simchasi, yeah, very good. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, the next topic is a hot one, which is music. Music. Are we allowed to listen to music, Rabbi Yisai? I'm not talking about the 3 weeks, I'm not talking about Omer, just to listen to music. Because we're going to see that this may be one of the takonas about the Zachar Ruben, and one of the very, 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 very forgotten, and perhaps neglected, may I say, halachas. We're going to look at this properly, and this we're going to leave for tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Very, very interesting topic. To summarize what we learned this evening, we learned about the halacha. Don't put all your silverware on the table simultaneously. Shabbos and Yom Tov is okay. Don't wear all your jewelry simultaneously. Women not wear all the jewelry at the same time. That's fine. Loy tosim kulam alea bevasachas.
Is that even
Shabbos? Good question. I don't know. Why? I don't know. Good question.
Why was the table on the mental?
Good question. Good question. Good question. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah said it's not a great idea if you make people jealous. It's never a good idea. People's eyes should pop out. It's never a good idea. And then we learned also about the chuppah. Yeah, we learned about ash on his forehead, mokam anochas tefillin. Very interesting. I never thought about it. Why dafka mokam anochas tefillin? Have you got a vault on it? I don't know why. Why mokam anochas tefillin?
That's the
connection. Das.
That's why
So why not ash?
That's why on a baby, you maybe you feel the
pulse. Oh, I see.
Yeah, but why rosh? Highest part of the body. So highest part is tefillin, and that's why you. Yeah, but why does? All right, it's something to think about. Something to think about. Then what?
Just like basically just connect earth and.
Oh, now we are talking. Very good. Connecting Beis Hamikdash. Very good. Yeah, so you see a connection here between tefillin, chosen. Very nice, very nice. Something to think about. Okay, and then we learned about the chuppah, also the kois. You got to break the kois on the thing. And then we spoke also about the. About the halachas of Baal Tashchis. No Baal Tashchis, because it's if it's Leman Yitnulev. Okay, and tomorrow will be this interesting topic of Nigunim, music. Okay, I wish you a very good evening.